The minig is that because of the veil of during the time of Sfira, so the minig that Shulchan Aruch brings down is we do not marry Noshim during that time. And the minig is not to be mistaper, I mean the galeach during that time also. So those are the halachas which are mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch itself. Taking haircuts and marrying. And then there's Mithagim, we'll talk about the different Mithagim. Mishagura adds that included in that is recruiting the Mithagim is the minigas to be dancing is minigas to be machra on that. You do not dance during this period of time also. So, just for example, the Siddhas Arison, somebody gets engaged, you ought to make a Siddhas Arison, but you shouldn't be dancing by the Siddhas Arison. Question comes up in regards to, as we gave yesterday, in regards to a Sheva Brachas. What about regards to a Sheva Brachas? There's no mention in the Shabura one way or the other. There is a mention in Hilchos Shabbos, there's a Torah in Hilchos Shabbos that talks about that it's a mitzvah to have music by Sheva Brachas. He says in the Kiddush whether he's matzah to have a goy play music on Shabbos for a Sheva Brachas. Because the Sheva Brachas requires music. So Samir La'akam, Masarach Mitzvah, Shuvas Teshuvah, Shuvaka Mitzvah is Mutter. That's the Chiddush of the Torah readings from Bishvan and Rav Yoh. Because it's a mitzvah to have music. It's not a mitzvah to dance by Sheva Brachas. So I'm assuming that it's going to be also. I found one Sefer quote in the name of Moshe. Moshe said it's Mutter. He actually looked at the Teshuvah, he's quoted, and Moshe does not say that. Moshe is talking about a case, a person made a chasna on Lag Ba'omer to continue it into the next night. You're allowed to dance by the chasna. The chasna is a mitzvah to dance. It doesn't bring down the mitzvah to dance during the Sheva Brachas. So I don't know whether there's any chiluk or not. Moshe is not talking about a case of a Sheva Brachas. He's talking about a case of a chasna. Guards are making shechiyonim. People ask me, can you make a shechiyonim during Sfira? So Mishabura is lashon is if the situation of a shechiyonu presents itself, you do make a bracha of a shechiyonu. There's someone want to be medayik in the Mishabura means you should try not to get into that situation. But if it does happen, it's permitted. Others said it's not brought down in the early sources. It's not brought down in general that there's a minhag not to make a shechiyonu. So it's permitted. There is a ben yeruchim which does mention that the minhag was not to make a shechiyonu during Sfira, because you don't want to say shechiyonu with manah there, when it's manah peronis and it's man with Christ that was in Avelis. So, but again, there's Mr. Burr's stock, if you have a situation with shechiyonu, you could say that. The person, somebody asked in regards to purchasing a car, etc. Obviously, if the bracha is going to be a type of native, you're using it for more than one person anyway, it's not an issue. In listening to music, regards to listening to music during Sfira, it's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch that you can't listen to music during Sfira, because it's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch in general, you can't listen to music in general. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he says, even though we're makel on this thing, you know, listening to music during the rest of the year, during the Sfira, because of the veilus, it's proper not to be makel and not to listen to music. And that's where that idea of not listening to music comes from. But he himself says, if a person has a situation where he's learning music, etc., for the purpose of parnasa, that would be permitted. But in general, a person should limit himself in regards to listening to music during the Sfira time. Exactly the different minhagim regards to Lag Berman, etc., we will talk about Bezer Shem tomorrow.